almost every other day there's a shipwreck, there are deaths. Knowing that the welcome in Europe is waning, but the situation they're fleeing is just so untenable, so miserable that they're willing to take the risk. We don't see this receding very much in the coming months unless really there are massive measures to invest in two things: stopping the war and the wars, but particularly the Syria conflict that is driving so many people. And number two, really improving the conditions for refugees in the neighboring countries that are hosting 4 million Syrians. There does have to be more efforts to share the responsibility with these neighboring countries by offering legal opportunities so they don't have to get on these risky boats. Resettlement, as we're seeing, for example, in Canada, and student visas and other ways so that refugees can get on airplanes.
Winter is here. It's upon us. What are your particular concerns for the most vulnerable of those who are on the move? Thinking here particularly, of course, women and children.
We are very much hoping that in the coming months things will improve so that at the first point of entry, in particular Greece, the planned for reception centers, or so-called hotspots, will be finally established so that people, when they arrive, they're received. They can stay there. They're registered. They're screened. And should they be refugees, that they would be relocated under a distribution scheme to other countries in Europe without having to take this long walk in the freezing cold, in the snow, in the mud, but again, having to put their lives in the hands of smugglers to get anywhere. We will not be seeing these scenes of chaos, and the world won't be calling it a crisis anymore if it is managed at the entry point.
And are you concerned that the hostility on the part of some of the European countries that they're traveling through or even trying to get to, that is becoming an increasing problem, just this general fear of the refugees and what they might bring?
Yes, we're facing growing fear. On the other hand, we still have this groundswell of compassion from civil society. And in all the countries, we have the countries receiving the most refugees, Austria, Germany, Sweden. Their governments have been very responsible. We have other countries where the political leadership has used the opposite approach and has labeled the people coming as, you know, irregular, illegal migrants. They've conflated the arrival of all these people with terrorism. And this, in turn, has created waves of fear in the public. And this is disturbing because we're also seeing that right-wing political parties are using the arrival of refugees as their top campaign issue, playing on the fears.
Do you think that the Islamophobia that seems to have become quite a staple part of the political discourse in the United States right now during this election season, is that something which is infecting, in a sense, some attitudes of right-wing parties in Europe?
Well, I think it started in Europe and it became a convenient tool after Paris for certain Republican candidates to use to advance their own election goals. We're very concerned about the resettlement program to the United States. The United States resettles more refugees than any other country in the world. It was set to increase its program for resettlement of Syrian refugees. We've spoken to many Syrian refugees who have actually been accepted by the U.S. for resettlement, and they're very worried because they were so looking forward to restarting their lives in America. We believe it's still going to go forward, but we are concerned when the lives of the victims of terrorism, the refugees, the victims of the worst wars of our times are being used for political purposes to win elections.
I mean, if some of these major crises, in particular, I'm thinking of conflicts in the Middle East, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, if they do drag on, what can we expect just in terms of the sheer numbers of migrant and refugee flows?
Well, we have every indication now, just looking at the half-year trends that we've received, that the numbers are still going up. You know, in 2014, we announced to the world that there were around 50 million people forcibly displaced. This year, we announced on World Refugee Day that there were 60 million. And we still have indications that those numbers are increasing. So what does that show? It's like a mirror. It's a reflection on the state of the world. It reflects wars that have not been prevented, wars that have not come to an end, and growing numbers of people that have no place to go. We're very worried that there'll be more and more people on the run and fewer places where they'll be able to find refuge. So we're hoping that the political leadership, the responsible leadership, and the wonderful people who have come out and said through their actions of welcoming refugees as they've arrived in their countries, that these are the voices that will win out.